Hey guys, how you all doing? Danny Cumro here, bringing you episode number 17 of my podcast. I had no idea I was on episode number 17, but I just had a little count and I was like, yep, episode number 17. And haven't done one for a little while, and I've had loads of you asking, like, when is your next one? So I'm here, and there's no better time to do it because I am absolutely buzzing right now because this weekend I invested in my mindset. I did virtual GoPro, so it was 3 days. It was a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and because it's in Vegas, it's in America, it meant that the time difference meant that in the UK it was 5 o'clock in the evening, going off at like 2:30 in the morning. So I've been up, I literally went to bed last night at like 3:30, and now it's morning time, and I've literally been up all night. But I'm buzzing. So you are going to get like buzzing, excited Danny today with all of my tips from the weekend. So are you excited? Give me a hell yeah if you're excited, right? So this weekend was absolutely phenomenal. And I actually went to GoPro. I think it was around 2017. I flew out to Vegas. I went to GoPro for the whole weekend. I saw phenomenal people like Tony Robbins and obviously Eric Worre, and just so many incredible speakers. And it really, really up-leveled my mindset. It really made me think, do you know what? I can do this. I was already like, I already had like an incredible international business, but it allowed me to go on and hit the top rank in my company and stuff like that. It was just phenomenal. And sometimes like what you listen to matters. And this weekend I was like, right, that's it. I need to be around the inspiration. So I sat there every single minute. I took every single bit in. I took pages and pages and pages of notes. And I've got my top tips from you today. Like I took away from it literally so much. And I'm going to explain to you in the next 20 minutes or so, all of my top tips that I took away from the weekend. So first of all, obviously, Eric Worre hosted, and he was just absolutely phenomenal in what he was saying. And he started off by really saying, like, who you are around really, really matters. What you listen to really, really matters. If you're listening to the news, if you're around negative people all the time, your mindset is not going to grow. So he was sort of saying, like, if you can't, we're not telling you, like, oh, like, you know, don't be around your mum anymore if your mum's negative. But what you can do is you can counteract that by listening to way more positive stuff and putting way more positive stuff into your mind. So, for example, Eric was saying, that his mentor was Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn didn't necessarily know it at the time, but because Eric was around like negative people and things like that, it was just like any opportunity he got, he listened to Jim Rohn. We all still love and listen to Jim Rohn now, right? I know his audio, How to Build Your Network Marketing Business, like literally word for word. When I first started this profession, I put it in my car and I listened to it and I know it word for word for word. So you can be around positivity even if you're not, all right? Even if the people that you're around are not the most positive people, you can decide what you listen to, right? You might find me a massive influence and inspiration to you, right? So you can listen to my podcast, right? You can follow me on Instagram. You can watch me, right? Proximity is power, okay? So get around people that inspire you, that lift you up, right? And that fuel your brain with positivity and empowerment and tell you that you can do it. Really, really important. Another thing he said, which I really, really liked, is to kind of up-level what you're putting out there about this industry. And one way you can do that is by stop calling it an industry and start calling it a profession. Start looking at it as, this is a profession, okay? You're a professional person doing a professional business. You're a network marketing professional, and look at yourself that way. Because I am guilty of it. I say it a lot, this industry. I am going to change that language and start calling it a profession, okay? Because words matter. Okay, I'm going to like do be jumping around everywhere on here because I've just got a page of notes and I'm just literally going to go through them with you, but I really hope it's beneficial to you. So then we heard from the incredible Fraser Brooks, right? If you're in this profession, you will know Fraser Brooks. And he was talking about becoming world class, right? Becoming your best, being everywhere, having an incredible work ethic. And I absolutely love that. Like, I'm literally adopting this right now. I'm doing more than ever. You'll see me everywhere. I'm doing 5 reels a day. I'm doing Facebook lives. I'm doing Instagram lives. I'm literally doing as much as I possibly can. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. We can always do more. I've not ventured in the world of YouTube yet. YouTube is a whole new world, right, for us network marketing professionals, okay? We've got YouTube Shorts now. That's something that we can delve into in 2023. That might be a goal of yours for 2023. If you want to become world class, if you want to become like a household name in this profession, you need to get yourself out there, right? If you want to change your life, change other people's lives, you need to get yourself out there. So become your best self, become the best, right? Be everywhere and have a phenomenal work ethic. Okay, we then heard from Jessie Lee, and I got a lot of takeaways from Jessie Lee. Those of you, well, everyone, if you're in this profession, you know Jessie Lee Wald. She is world class. She is incredible. And my biggest takeaways from Jessie is that branding is everything. Your brand is everything. So she was sort of talking about, like, you should really only be posting like about four things, pick four topics, and create content around those things. So what four things represent you? What four things do you want to get out there? And with that, you can kind of create your brand and get yourself out there. One tip actually from Jessie, which I really liked, was using the talk to text option to give value in your post. So she was saying, don't just post, like, post with the most value that you can possibly post with. And her tip was using the talk to text, which I've never actually used, to do your post. So when you're doing a post, use the talk to text, talk so that it comes out exactly how you want it to say, and then you can bring the most value in your post. I really like that. She was also saying never write a post without a call to action. Okay, which I really like. And she was saying that leaders speak in stories, okay? So not like just factual stuff on your page about, you know, my product does this or that, yeah? Speak in stories. So always, we know that, right? In this profession, you have to become the best storyteller that you can become, right? It's really important. They spoke a lot on GoPro about sacrifices, and I'm going to ask you a question right now. I'm going to ask you, what can you sacrifice? Listen, we're going into a new year soon, right? It's soon going to be 2023. What are you going to sacrifice in 2023 so that you can earn more money in your network marketing business? What are you going to sacrifice? Maybe at the moment you're watching too much Netflix, right? Who's guilty of binging Netflix, right? It's not income producing. It's not going to grow you, okay? So that might be something that you're going to sacrifice going into the new year. Maybe it's social media. And this is a big one, right? Because we are all on social media. So we need to be on social media. But when we're on there, what are we doing? Are we wasting time? Are we doing things that are not income producing? Or are we always hustling when we're on social media, right? It can be your distraction, and it's a big one, because you can be telling yourself you're working. You can be like, yeah, I'm on social media, I'm building my business. Actually, you're not. Actually, you're watching videos with no relevance whatsoever to your business. You're wasting time, and this might be something you need to give yourself a slap in the face about, and get rid of that sacrifice, okay? So what are you going to sacrifice going into 2023? I want you to write that down now, and I want you to think about this, and I want you to make sure that you sacrifice something, because we all do something that isn't growing us, okay? And we can sacrifice that, and we can earn more money and change more people's lives just as a result of sacrificing that. Another massive tip from the weekend, and it's so true. All of this stuff that I heard on the weekend, by the way, is all stuff that I've heard before. And even when I'm telling you my biggest takeaways now, you'll probably be like, yeah, I've heard that before. But that's the incredible thing, right, about this profession. Success leaves clues, and we do hear things over and over again, okay? So we need to take note of them. We need to implement them, okay? So something that I really liked was people don't join companies, they join people. And that is so true, right? I believe sometimes someone would join me no matter what I was promoting, no matter what I was selling, no matter what company I was in, because something attracts them to me. They like my passion. They like my energy, okay? You need to ask yourself, okay, would you join you? Why would you join you? What on your page makes you stand out? What are you getting across from your personality that makes people go, yeah, that's the leader that I want to join? Because it's so true. People join people, they don't join companies, right? They might be interested in the product, they might be interested in the company, but it's you that they're joining. It's you, the person, that they're going to go, do you know what? I need that person in my life. I need their passion in my life. I need their inspiration in my life. They're going to be the person that's going to help me to become successful and to make an income, okay? So Think to yourself, would you join you? Look through your social media over the last few days. Are you inspiring? Are you empowering? Are you motivating? Are you lifting people up? Are you showing people the journey that you're going on so that they would want to come on with you? Or have you got posts on there that are negative, right? That are not actually even relevant. That are just like, what my real hate is when people just share loads of stuff. They're just sharing. They're just sharing stuff, or they're sharing news, or they're sharing negativity, and it's not even their post, it's not even come from them, it's not even sincere, they're just sharing it. Okay, would you join you? That's my question. Something else which I really liked over the weekend is Eric Worre spoke a lot about myths and lies and lies that we tell people in this profession, and I just thought so that they were so true. Like they were phenomenal. I haven't got time to go through all of them, but they were just so true. They made me laugh out loud, so many of them. But one myth that he sort of said is, if you don't quit, you're guaranteed to be successful. And you know what, we do say this a lot. I was like, wow, like we do say that, just keep going, you'll win one day, you know, you're gonna be successful if you just don't quit. You know, and I thought, wow, like that's so true. And he sort of said, like, this is such a myth, because you're not just guaranteed to be successful because you're still there. You can just be a part of the furniture. You can be showing up to events. You can be getting on calls. But guys, nothing changes, if you're not actually going to go out there and go, do you know what? I'm building this business. Do you know what? I'm inspiring people. Do you know what? I'm enrolling new people. Then nothing's going to change. You're not just going to guarantee to be successful by staying in. And I just think this myth is like, it's massive, isn't it? We say it all the time. You've just got to stay in, but you haven't. You've got to actually get out of your own way and do something and do the income producing activities and grow and inspire people. You've actually got to put on new customers. You've actually got to bring in new team members if you want your income to grow. If you're in this profession right now and you're not earning what you want to earn and you're not earning a lot and you're like, I'm going to stay in and one day I'm going to be at the top. Yes, you've got the right mindset in that you've got to stay in, but you've actually got to do something different. If you've got to where you've got to now with very little result, yes, we're in this profession for so many different reasons, right? But you've got to allow it to grow you. And at the end of the day, you've got to grow your paycheck. So I just absolutely loved that myth. Like, you've got to get out of your own way. You've got to go out there and you've actually got to make money, because your success is not guaranteed but just by staying in, guys. It honestly doesn't work like that. So I absolutely loved that myth. Okay, so, oh my gosh, there was so much the weekend, guys, right? I could talk about every single speaker, I could go into detail with so much, obviously, but for the purpose of this podcast, I'm not going to go on and on. So I'm going to go straight into my most favourite speaker of the weekend and give you my biggest tips from her. Because as I say, I could tell you so much from so many of the speakers, but for me, this really resonated with me and I really, really loved her speech. So it was a lady called Stormy Wellington. I absolutely loved her. And I'm just going to go through some of the things that she said that just made me just go, wow. Do you know, like a speaker where you just sit up a little bit prouder and you just listen a little bit more? That's literally how I was when she come onto the stage. She was quite loud, so maybe that's why I loved her so much, because I'm quite loud. I saw a lot of myself in her. I don't know. I just absolutely loved her. So she started off by saying, celebrate your success already for 2023. Right? Claim your success. So say things like, oh my God, I've hit rank, whatever it is you're going for in 2023. In 2023, I'm celebrating XYZ. And you're talking into your life already what you're celebrating for 2023, right? And she was talking a lot about language and being careful with your words, right? And the words that you speak, you're going to bring into your life, right? The words you speak are like seeds, right? And you're sowing them into your life if you're using negative words. So an example she used was like, my team are lazy. If you're always telling yourself, my team are lazy, guess what? You're going to attract a lazy team. Okay, so you have to really think about your words. Your words are powerful, right? So words like, tell yourself, right? Say it now out loud. I am a money magnet, right? I am a recruitment machine. This is always one that I use at the end of my recruitment masterclasses I do. I always get the audience to shout out to me, I am a recruitment machine, okay? Words are everything. Successful entrepreneurs look for me every day. So this is something that Stormy says she says. Successful entrepreneurs look for me every single day. And she'll say she says that, and they do. She'll get an email or a message from a really successful entrepreneur saying they want to collaborate in some way or stuff like that, because she's speaking these positive words into your life. Something else, and she's funnier than me, so I can't get this across in the way that she got it across. But one thing that she was saying is she don't hang out with people that don't look good. What she meant like that is like, get your hair done, like get your nails done, like look pretty, get dressed of a day. And the reason she was saying that is she was like, if you look good and you feel like you look good, you're gonna bring a different energy and you're gonna be better, right? So she likes to get around people that look good, okay? And I just loved that. I just thought that's incredible. Like, it's so true. Like, I'm not an example of that today because I've been up all night and I've got a baggy t-shirt on and no makeup on, right? But it's so true, especially in this profession. If you do it full time like I do, sometimes you could literally be like, right, I'm not going to get dressed today. I'm going to stay in my PJs today. And I guarantee you, right, you won't get work done in the same way if you was to dress up, if you was to boss up, right? If you was to put your nice leather look trousers on and put a bit of lippy on and brush your hair, right? You're going to get more done and you're going to get it done in a better way than if you're just slouching around in your comfies, right? My husband says it all the time. For those of you that know Ross Cumru, listen to his podcast and stuff as well. He says it all the time. He's like, I've got to get dressed. I've got to get out the house. He's up at 5 a.m, getting to the gym because, you know, that makes him feel good. And then he's showering and then he's putting, like, getting dressed up for the day. He's going out to a coffee shop because he gets more work done in that time and better quality of work done in that time than if he was just sitting around lounging. He's not one for lounging, okay? And it makes such a difference, guys, right? It makes such a difference to how you show up. So I absolutely love that. What imagery are you looking at? This is something else that she spoke about. What images are you looking at on a daily basis, right? Can you see your vision board? I'm sitting here right now doing this podcast to you. I can see my vision board. I can see my goals. I can see what's on it, right? What is your screensaver? What does it look like? Can you see images of what are going to elevate you? If you can't, if you're looking around your house and you've got blank walls and you've got no vision up and you've got no beautiful pictures up, right? I've got pictures of Buddhas up in my house. Why? Because that's something which means something to me, that's spiritually connected to me, that makes me feel good. I've got my vision boards up. I've got my vision board on my phone. I've got quotes up. I've got books everywhere. I'm looking to the side of me now. I've got loads and loads of books, right? The magic I've got next to me, Think and Grow Rich. I've got next to me the 5 a.m. Club. I've got next to me Robin Sharma. I'm just reading out The Alchemist, like a list of books that are sitting right next to me, right? Because everywhere I look, I can see things that are growing me, right? And it matters. The imagery that you can see every single day, it matters, right? Something else she said, which I absolutely love because we are all guilty of it, right? Excuse me, is stop being emotional in your business, okay? What she meant by this, right, is something like, oh, my upline didn't congratulate me on getting my 2 orders this week. They're so out of order, I'm going to quit. Okay, the company, they haven't put on this incentive that I want. Oh my gosh, it's so unfair. I'm gonna quit. Okay, stop thinking about what other people can do for you. Stop being ungrateful, right? Stop being emotional and thinking like, oh, this is so unfair, that's so unfair, guys, right? Stop doing that. Don't ask what other people can do for you. Don't ask what the company can do for you. Don't ask what your upline can do for you, right? Ask what you can do for other people and get out there and do it and stop moaning and stop having that emotional connection, which is going to drag you down, and start just looking for why are you grateful for your upline? Why are you grateful for your company, right? Stop looking at all of like the emotional things that are dragging you down and start using positive emotions to bring you forward. Okay, absolutely love that. Another thing that she said, which I absolutely love, is again about getting the right people around the right people and being in the right environment, being in the right rooms. Always being around people that up level you, that give you a growth mindset and things like that. Absolutely love that. Another thing that she said, which I absolutely loved, right, is Harvard done a study And the study showed that 4% of people in the world are leaders. And I was like, what? Only 4%? 4% of people in the world are leaders, right? 1% are born leaders, okay? 4% are haters. So 4% of the world are really like haters, okay? And then 92% of the world, they don't hate, okay? But they're not great leaders. They're not great visionaries, right? They're just normal. They just want to get by. They just want to go to work and have a normal life, right? And that's it. 4% of the world absolutely want to smash it. Leaders, right? 4% of the world, haters, always negative, want to tell the leaders that they're rubbish and they want to bring you down and this and that, right? And then 92% of the world, just normal, just getting on with their normal life and are just happy being normal, okay? What I loved by this is she said, right, that 4% of the leaders, even though there's only 4% that are leaders, they can help the 92%, right? See what they're worthy of. See that they're worthy of more, right? They can bring that 92% up, okay? Because the 4% of haters will try and bring them people down, right? But if you're a leader, you can bring those 92% up, okay? And you can make them see that they can have more, that they can be more. And isn't that interesting when you relate it to this profession? Because that is literally what we do in this profession. We have to see in people greatness sometimes before they see it in themselves. We need to tell people they can do it sometimes before they see it in themselves. And that's why leaders in this profession, it's incredible, right? Because they've already had success. They've already seen success, right? So we can then go out and we can help other people to be successful. And that's a gift. That's something we have to share, right? Because those 92% of people in the world might be going through hard times right now, right? Because of what's happening in the world. And we can bring them people up. We can show them, right, what's possible, who they can be, that they can have more, that they're worthy of more. And that's really, really special. Another thing that she said, which I absolutely loved, is edifying people, it elevates your success. And I absolutely love that. I'm going to leave you with that, because the reason I love that so much is because I used to be guilty of it. We can't edify people. We can't shout about people. We can't tell other people that they're brilliant because it's going to take something away from me. This is a myth. This is not true. I'll tell you right now, right? This profession has some incredible people. We should be edifying them. We should be shouting about them. We should be using about them as the examples. They're not competition with us. No one is competition with you. You are not in competition with anyone else. Trust me when I tell you, if you shout about incredible people, it's going to elevate your success. If you see someone in your company hit promotion, are you going to shout about them and go, oh my gosh, this person's hit promotion? Or are you going to think, I'm not going to shout about them because that's going to make me look bad because I haven't hit my promotion? I'm not going to post that on that my wall because that might make my audience go to them and not join me. If you're thinking like that, you are thinking in the wrong way. No one is your competition. No one is stealing anyone from you. No one is stealing your prospects. We need to start celebrating people's success. If you're not celebrating other people's success, you're never going to get yours. If you're not clapping other people when they're in promotions, you're not going to get yours. When I see recognition at our company conventions, it is my most favorite thing. I don't care whether the people are in my team or not. I love seeing people win, right? I love being up the front, clapping, seeing them, right? Congratulating them, right? Because they're going to do the same for you when you hit yours, right? You have to be happy for other people. I promise you, it's going to elevate you, and it has to be genuine. If you find it hard, right, if you're going for an incentive and someone else in your team wins and you're not then the first person to go, oh my gosh, congratulations, well done, I'm telling you right now, you need to get out of your own way. You need to grow and you need to work on yourself, because you can't be like that. You have to literally be happy for everyone and be happy for other people, and that is going to elevate your success as well. And it's even harder to do when it's like across companies and stuff as well, because you might think, oh, someone else has done something incredible in another company, I can't shout them out because that makes my company look bad. It does not. Shutting other people out and saying other people are brilliant is never, ever, ever going to bring you down. The only thing that's ever going to bring you down is if you try and slander or slam another person or another company or something like that, right? That will bring you down. If you try and say they're brilliant, they're amazing, look what they've achieved, it's only going to make you look better, right? Shouting about other people and their success is only going to make you look better. So edifying people, it elevates your success. I wrote that quote down and I absolutely loved it. So on that note, if you found this podcast valuable, please give me a tag on your Instagram stories. Please shout it out. Please say you watched it. Please share it with more people, because sharing is caring and getting the positivity out there about our incredible profession and how incredible it is, and raising it up and just showing people that it's the best profession in the world is just absolutely everything. So yeah, share it, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. And I'll be doing lots of podcasts now, because we're going into a new year. There's lots of like exciting stuff to be talking about. We're going to be doing a goal setting one for 2023. So yeah, hope you enjoyed that, guys. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.